CPA Mobile.
Well, Dave, Gerald York.
And at the home, didn't get any answers at Lowe's. It's pretty bad when they don't even know about their own products, but anyway, I won't go there. But so then I went to Hobby Lobby and got what I needed there. Need a little touch up for some wood, you know, little scratches and nicks and that kind of thing. And then I went over to your favorite place, and mine too, Hobby Lobby. Not Hobby Lobby, the other place. Anyway, I can't think of the name of it. Harbor Freight. And got me a little charger from for a little battery I want to maintain.
I had that on the tip of my tongue, Harbor Freight. Well, old English furniture polish does good on scratches. I don't know what else does. But what question did you have for Lowe's? I'm curious.
We had our bathrooms remodeled, and they put these new drains, and I love them because they're so easy to clean. But the one in the smaller bathroom, you know, we don't use that tub very much, and so it was probably 2 or 3 months before we, you know, used it, and giving the grandsons a bath, and the dang drain doesn't work. You know, you're supposed to just click it down and it stops it up, and click it back up and, you know, it's open again. So, and that's the way the sink's working. You just lift those things out of there if they get stopped up, and oh man, it's so easy to clean and just slide it back in place. And, so anyway, but he didn't know, I can't get the bathroom one to come out, so he said it should just slide out, so I got some persuasive liquid at home that I've used on cars before, and it works extremely well, so I'll give it a shot.
One like that, Dave, but it'd been in there since 89, I'd say. And I could not get it out, and it's a little piston, and there's a certain kind of lime reducer. Bernice could probably tell us, but she's upstairs, and it's supposed to help there. Supposedly made of brass, and it cost me $120 to get mine out. We called a plumber, and he's a real nice guy, and I don't think that was out of the ordinary, you know, for a service call. But he had one heck of a time trying to get that thing out of there.
That's my forte. I mean, yeah, I used to deal with that all the time in the automotive field. I mean, there's just all kinds of crap like that that you have to deal with. And, it just takes one stinking screw or bolt, and to mess the whole job up, slow you down, and kill your time on the installing or taking off the whatever it is. So anyway, you learn tricks and different ways to remove things, and if that doesn't work, you get a bigger hammer.
I'm bored today. I'd like to go outside, but it's so blasted crummy out there, and we like to work with the yard and work in the garden and that, but and it's cool, and the older and colder is the word for it, so you don't have to be much cooler for it to be cold for us. It says it's 69 degrees outside, 97% humidity, no wind chill. It's 69. And the wind's prevailing out of the northeast now and northwest back and forth, 2 to 7. But I'd rather stay down here in the basement where it says it's about 75 and 43% humidity. It's a lot more conducive to my climatology, shall we say. So you went over to the toy store, huh? What did you buy in Harbor Freight?
For CBA. I got a little battery tender for this battery. We inherited a scooter, and you know, it runs good. I just wanted to keep the battery built up until we sell it, and we haven't even put it on the market. I mean, it's not in fantastic condition as far as, you know, looks, but it's been rode hard, but and wrecked a few times, but you know, I mean, everything works on it, and so, you know, and man, I think scares me to death. I'd rather be on my motorcycle. I don't know, when you're going like 25, 30 miles an hour on that thing, I think it'll do about 45. It just feels like you're doing 100 miles an hour. It's just weird. I don't know what it is. It's being low to the ground or what, but it really scares me. I don't know. It's strange because, I mean, I ride motorcycles that, you know, I won't tell you how fast I go, but anyway, a heck of a lot faster than that scooter go, and, you know, I'm not scared at all, no adrenaline or anything, but this thing, oh, man.
A couple of those for our grandkids, and we had to wind up buying 3 over time because the younger one got older and it was a little one, but it didn't look like a scooter, it looked like the ones, you know, used to ride on with 2 wheels and push with your foot. Only this was battery operated. And it is being low to the ground that makes things faster. Go-karts are that way. I rode some pretty powerful ones of those up in Joppa, Missouri. They had a track. And they weren't near like the racing ones, but yeah, it seemed like you're running 100 mile an hour when you're down there against the ground.
Yeah, I can figure out, you know, it's a lot lower. And, but anyway, it's really not a scooter. It's a moped. I mean, you know, it doesn't have pedals. It's, and man, that thing, it cranks right up to, I mean, you just bump the starter and it's running. And it gets like 100 miles a gallon. So, I mean, yeah, it'd be a great, you know, alternate source of transportation for somebody. But, of course, you wouldn't want to ride. I have seen people riding theirs in the pouring rain. I guess that was by a case of a have to and not, you know, anything else. But anyway, I'm laughing because, I mean, I've been there on the motorcycle, so I know what that's like. More times than I like to count. So, it ain't no fun, but I mean, you're out there, you got to get home or get to where you're going, and it's raining. I mean, you just got to keep going. You can't stop. Oh, man. Might stop under a bridge or something, put on some rain gear, but that's about it.
Yeah, we used to ride down into the Ozarks in the Ouachita National Forest, south of Joppa, Missouri, and down around Knoll, Missouri, and on down into Arkansas, and it was beautiful down there, but we always carried rain gear. It's not so unpleasant if it's not raining hard, but boy, if it starts raining hard, not only is it unpleasant, it's plumb dangerous because it gets slick. But, I used to cruise 70, 80 mile an hour on that 750 Water Buffalo Suzuki I had. It'd do it all day long, and I loved it.
Yeah, TVA. Yeah, this thing is it's smooth as silk. I mean, if the road is smooth, I mean, it is just, it is so nice to ride on. The seats are really comfortable. You know, you don't get fanny fatigue on it like some of my other bikes. Even though they had, it had a big seat on it, it just, man, after an hour or so, I'd have to get off the thing and walk around for a few minutes. But this was not like that. It's just really comfortable. And it's just smooth as silk on the road, and it's a great cruising bike. You know, my wife wants me to sell it. I'm kind of torn right now, but I think I'll keep it a little bit longer. But anyway, well, I'm sitting in front of the garage, so I'm going to bail out of here on you and see if I can get to work with some of this stuff I bought, and you know, see what I can do. I'm either going to do or undo. The future only knows what's going to happen, but we're going to give it a shot anyway. All right, so 73s and stay out of trouble. N0TRKP4CPA, clear for yours.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I heard a term down here about the mopeds you mentioned a while ago. For people that get DUIs and they can't drive, they call them liquor cycles. I had never heard that before till I come down here. And I'll give you the tip of the day. I worked around the operating room quite a lot on maintenance, electronics, and stuff. And my last year before I retired. And the surgeons had a name for them. They called them donor cycles. So, here's your tip of the day. Pay attention to your wife. See you later, Dave. KB4CBA N0TR clip.
Hi, but just to clarify, those are liquor sickles. Liquor sickles. And, yeah, I talked to Parks one day, our former coroner, and he was telling me about a guy that he had to go see, pronounced dead, and he was wearing a pair of shorts. That's all he had on. And he was on a crotch rocket, and he came off the thing. It was at night. And he said that's the worst mangled body he'd ever seen with all the limbs attached. And he said it was really, really gross. And with that, I'll I'm going to leave with that. So anyway, so, you know, you got to be careful on those things. 73s, KB4, CPA.